my Hashem. So the first thing is the pasuk starts with Vaydabash Hamosh Achim Moshe Ve'Aroin Bekorvasam Hashem Ve'Yemusu. So first you have it says Vaydabash Hamosh Moshe. Then it says again Vayim Hashem Al Moshe Dabal Arnochicho Vayomach Yisrael Kodesh and so on. So really it's all the Rishonim and the Medrashim and the Farshim ask the two psukim are extra. In other words, it doesn't flow well. The first pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe, and then it says Hashem told Moshe, speak to Aaron and tell him all of the following. L'chura, it should have said there's one pasuk. In Rashi makes it on that it's kilu hadgasha when the setting came. Now, the first pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him at that time, and then later on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he told him was later. That is Rashi's lashon. But it still needs an havana, the two psukim. The pasuk on why they were nift exactly, it says bekarvasim lefnei Hashem vayemusu. So the Yerushalmi says over here, the Toskanim actually, the Toskanim says over here that it was only because it says they were moisiv aval ava. They were moisiv ava to ava. So I understand the musig of it being inappropriate. In other words, it was an ava that should not have been expressed that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say so. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want it. Whatever it is, there was something wrong about it. The lashon of being moisiv ava al ava sounds like a very positive lashon. It says it's almost the same exact words by Rivka Imenu. By Rivka Imenu, it says that v'Rivka heves es Yaakov melamed she'isa moisifa aval ava. She was moisif ava and ava. In other words, there is a yisrin of ava on ava that it comes about. So being moisiv al ava is very good. In other words, avas Hashem leads to avas Hashem leads more to avas Hashem. What's the problem over there? And yet the Torah Kanim says that was the avera, and the context of these inyanim is a kapara on that avera. So we'll have to try to understand what is that context and so on. Also, it's interesting that the parasha that comes right afterwards is the parasha of Shchutei Chutz. There are two averis with regard to kodesh. One avera is called chulam azara, and one avera is called shchutei chutz. The avera of the bnei Aaron, if we're able to be magdirit, is an avera of chulin bazara. In other words, they brought in something to kodesh that they shouldn't have. The aver of shchutei chutz seems to be the exact opposite. It's taken some that should be in kodesh, taken outside. Not clear. They're both, I guess, two sides of a similar coin. But it's striking that it's almost the opposite of what the aver was, and the opposite. The chulin bazara should have been the one that should have said afterwards. Not shchutei chutz. In Parshas Kedoshim, you have the mitzvah of big chelke Torah that are totally in it, and it says ish imoy vaviv tiro v'shapsoy tishmeru. You have the mitzvah of yira of imoy vaviv, but you also have there's v'haftar echa kamoicha is over here. B'avtar ha-kamoicha, Chazal say, is klagol b'teira, and most of Teira is tolling it, and so on. But there's a very interesting, I guess, almost opposite twist to b'avtar ha-kamoicha in Chazal. The Gemara says that somebody came, shuv ma'ise b'nochi echad, shebol lefnei shamay, only told him, Gaireni al nashat lamdeni kol Torah kulok shne emir regel achas. Be megaya me when I learn kol Torah kulok regel achas. Dochefei ba'amas ha-binyan shebiyodai. So Shammai pushed him away. Shammai said, you can't learn Torah al regel achas. Bolif nehila, gaire, Amalei told him, daloch sani lechavroch leisavit. That anything that you don't like done to you, don't do to someone else. Zui kolateri kula, v'idoch pirusha hu zil gemar. This is kolateri kula, and everything else is just a pirush. So, first of all, I mean, it's obvious that it's a takeoff of Avraham Kamoicha, but it seems to be a toned down version of After HaKamoicha. It seems to be a version of After HaKamoicha seems to be very positive. Do to others what you would like done unto you. I would like somebody to do X for me, Y for me, Z for me, do it for others. Here it just says, make sure that what you don't do for yourself, you don't do to someone else. That's L'chura, a much lower darga. Why did he kind of turn it around and speak about the negative part, just to be zoya from the things that you shouldn't do, and not speak about the positive things of Asher Kamaycha. Also, the Rashi says Daloch Sani Lechavach Leisavid. So Rashi goes through a very complicated nekuda. First of all, Rashi is bothered by the problem of that's a great for Mitzvah Shvarim Lechaveroi. But how does that relate to Mitzvah Shemarim L'Makoyim? I mean, where is that included? So Rashi says like this: Re'acha v'Re'a Vichal Tazoiv Ze'akadosh Baruch Hu. You see that the word Re'a Vicha, the word friend, relates to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Now, I guess V'After Hakamocha includes Hakadosh Baruch Hu as well. So what? Al Taver Al Dvarav. Don't disregard Hakadosh Baruch Hu's word. Why? Sharei Alecha Sonui Sheyavecha V'Re'acha Al Dvarecha. That you don't like it when people don't do what you tell them. Lashnacha chavecha means mamish and talking about gzela and gneiva ni of reiva mitzvahs. So the second pshat in Rashi is a simpler pshat that after hakamocha does include only mitzvahs of bein adam lachavero, but the rov mitzvahs have a shaykh zon lachavere. But the first pshat in Rashi is Akadosh Baruch Hu is called Re'acha, and just like you don't like that people don't listen to what you say, so too you should listen to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. The truth is, the mashal itself is not clear. When I'm somebody's boss, I expect to be listened. When I'm authority, I expect to be listened. When I say something to a peer, I don't feel that I have the right to command him or to tell him or to in any way impose on him. What kind of comparison is it? You don't like that people don't listen to you, so it's the other people. And you find this lotion of being oival divri chaveirov. It says Rav Akiva was my senefesh, not to be oival divri chaveiroi, I'm a levata divri chaveiroi. What is the maila divri chaveiroi? Authority implies obeying mitzad the etzem halach of authority. He's smarter than me. He's empowered over me. Whatever it is, there's a reason to listen. There's a reason to follow his direction as such. But when somebody is a peer of mine, where is the makom? Where is the obligation to follow what he's telling me? Why is there any type of chiyuv? And what's the mile of it? It's nice. I mean, those are the nyanim that we want to see here. So let's start off first. The Zohar HaKadosh says here a pshat in the psukim. It's not unlike others, but he says it more sharply. The Zohar HaKadosh asks the Shail over here, why is it that there are two different dargis? Why is it that you have two different psukim? So the Zohar HaKadosh says that he's talking about two madregis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is addressing two madregis. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe is an address, an appeal to one madrega, and Vayoyme Hashem el Moshe el Aaron Achicha is an appeal to the second madrega. What are those two madregas? Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was addressing two issues. What are those two issues? So the Hemshech makes it clear. Rabbi Yitzchak Pasach, Achim Moshe Me'aron, Rabbi Yitzchak Pasach, Ivdu es Hashem b'yira v'gilu b'r'ada. It says in the pasuk, "Ivdas Hashem beYirgalot." Avoda requires yira. Uksiv. On the other hand, it says, "Ivdas Hashem beSimcha boElfan beNana." That avoda is beSimcha. Hani kroy kashin adodi. These psukim contradict each other. Elohochi tani. This is the way it should be. Ivdas Hashem beYira. The kol pulchana de boyer banash le miflach kamimarei. Every avoda a person wants to do, bekadmisa boy yira. You first need yira ledach leminate to be afraid of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ubegin dachla de marei, because you have yira. And again, because you have yira, yishtakach lebasa de yavid. You find that after you do the avoda bechedvesa pekuda de araisa, you find that you have a simcha of the mitzvahs. In other words, the reason why it says all HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks is Yira is because Yira will include in itself the Hemshech. Vigilu bir Ada. So he says, you're not allowed to be have Simcha Yaseir in this world. Hai b'mil dalma. Avu b'mil d'iraisa b'pkura d'iraisa b'oy l'mechte. In Torah and in mitzvahs, a person ought to be besimcha. The lebasi yishtakach by nash, the ovid bechet besabkudei raisa, the chsiv ivas Hashem besimcha. So that is the way the Zohar answers it. So the Zohar says that there are two madregas that he's talking to. And one is Yira. So the first one was an instruction on Yira. And the second one was an instruction on Simcha. On Av, let's say. And therefore, the first pasuk relates, it kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzava on Yira, and then he's being mitzava on Av. Rebava says, Ivdas Hashem be Yira. And again, he says, he compares it to the pasuk of Reishis Chochmiyos Hashem, that the beginning of every avodah starts with Yira, and then it goes on, and then it goes on to the other dargas. Then he stalls it so over here, one more point. Tochazi, Maiksiv Hochachem Mois, Olebos Adab Larnachicha, Bezois of Aaron, Alamikan, Shirusel Azhar Lekahani. It's the beginning of all azharis to kohanim. In other words, later on in Emor we're going to have all sorts of isurim mentioned to kohanim. Bezois is the beginning of warnings of given to kohanim. Kolman de boil is the hara behai zois v'do yiras Hashem. Zois is yiras Hashem, and that's why bezois yovel aaron means he shall come with yiras Hashem. That is the Zohar over here. So the Zohar says over here that the Chiyuv is, that the two Psukim are going on Yir and Ava, and specifically, even though it's a second Pasuk, the Bezois Yovei Aaron is the Darg of Yira. And something we also have to try to understand, where in the Bezois you have the Darg of Yira and so on. I want to start with an understanding of it says there's a word from the Mezritza Magid. He says that that Yira is always the more important midah, everything, because from Yira you come to Av as well and so on. The Rambam, when he speaks about the Ketzad Yaderech Lavosel Yirasoi, the Rambam starts with Ava and then finishes with Yira. The first is Boininus is Moilid Ava, and the second is Boininus is Moilid Yira. Famous Rambam, we've said over many times in Yisod HaTorah, in the second paragraph of Yisod HaTorah. The Balatanya says, the Balatanya was the Magid's Talmud, brings down he says a similar approach to the Rambam about being Mizbonin, and he starts with Yira and goes to Ava. So you see a very interesting hevdel: the Rambam starting with Ava and then going to Yira, the Balatanya from his Rebbe the Magid starting with Yira and then going to Ava, and which really is rooted in the Zohar over here, the way the Zohar says it over here. So we need to try to understand the toichin of the midah of Yira and the where Ava comes in and so on. Let's try to understand it over here. The Mida Ava and Yira, I mean, the fact that it's translated as fear and love in the emotional term is really secondary to what we're talking about Be'etzim. In the Mida of Yira, in the Mida of Ava, I have the sensation I'm working with is the sense of self. I enjoy the other person's company. So I would like to invite the other person, have him around, so that I can always have a lot of fun, because I enjoy his company. He's a wise person. If I always have him around, I'll know a lot from him. I'll be nana from his Eitzah, from his Chachman, his Bina, and so on. Basically, Be'etzim, my point of thinking is as follows. I have myself. Every person is aware of his self. Every person wishes to enhance the self, increase the self, broaden the self, and bringing in the other person's self, other person into my metzias, is an increment of self, it's a broadening of self, and so on. That is the Midah of Ava. The Midah of Yira is not, it's not the fear. When we talk about fear or what it means, both cases is there is a perception of an other. Let's take the same in the same metzias. Let's say a person, I find a person who's very big and strong and powerful and knows how to use weapons well and so on. I see him. I could see two things. I could say, wow, he would make a great security guard. Let's pay him, let's make him a soldier, and he'll be my guard. Or, that's not Yira, that's Ava. Or the own person has a self, and the own person has a sense of what he wants, and all of a sudden I feel very restricted. I'd like to walk on this road, but this tall, strong person is standing there, and he has a rutzen of his own that might very well conflict with my rutzen, and I can't go there. So now I say to myself, if I admire the person, if it's a type of, I say, let's say if I care, the other person is, let's not take a strong, a muscle strong, but the other person is very, very smart, and my sense is there's a das over there of its own, and a powerful das, I say to myself, I would like to sit at his foot and learn from him. I'd like to become a Talmud of his. So there are, every time there is a meeting of two units in the world, of two people or in Yanim, there are two ways to go with it. One is I swallow it up because I recognize its qualities. The sense is I'm focused on myself. Or the other one is I would like to be part of that metzias because it's an awesome metzias. That, like Malkus Shvuah said to Shlomo, lucky are the people that sit by you and can learn so much chokhmah from you, and so on and so forth. Those are in the nekuda, in the central nekuda of both midas. That's a distinction between them. In the world of relationships, Ava, in a sense, is not a relationship. If a person, Moshe, has a son that's very matzliach, and he's very smart, and he's very good, and so on and so forth. So if the person perceives him as a little show-off, he's a little tchotchke I can keep around and show off to everybody, so that means I don't bechlal deher my son as his own metzias. I deher it as a little gadget. Achashverosh needed Vashti to show her off to everybody, to show that he's a very chashve king, that he has a Vashti floating around. So there's a perception of self, and the other one is just a chetimtza for me. In Avodas Hashem, Ava without Yira is something that is a corruption of Avoda. When I say Mika Shem Alekeinu, that is Korav Aleinu M'chol Kareinu Eilav, what I can be saying is, I've got a tremendous arsenal in my backyard. I know the Shemus Akdoshim to say, I know the Tefillos to say, and Chik Chak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, does what I want. Am I not great that I have HaKadosh Baruch Hu working on my behalf? That's Ava when there's no Yira. I enjoy the experience of coming Bakoidish, so it's great. I have a swimming pool in my house. I have a gym, and I have a Beis Medrash with a Daf Yomi because I like these things. These are nice things to have around, and I enjoy it, and I get very inspired by it. So I have an inspiration also built in. That is one. That's a mahalach of Ava when it's mekulkul because it does not have Yira to check it. More than a Zavir jacket. I started it from the Kud of Ava, and it didn't start from Yira. Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem, Sherusa of all Avodas Hashem is Yira, the Zohar says, is Avodas Hashem starts with the perception of an other. There is Hashem. That is what it starts with. And that is the mocker of everything. And Godel Hashem Elokeinu Mehul Moed. Ashrei Yoshrei Veisecha. Lucky are the people that sit by you and are nene from that. Lucky are the people that are mitzarif to your mitzias so that they can be of that. That's Yira. Yira is the perception of otherness that lies in the person's in the tfisa of people to something outside, and from that Ava comes. So b'meila like this, when it says v'haftol re'echa k'moicha, avoscha, and Rashi says the strangest thing over there that you don't like shvei'ovad v'chavecha and so on. Let's think about it a second. If somebody whose authority tells me what to do, obeying is a natural process. He's the boss, he's the teacher, he's the authority. So that act of obeying is a normal process. But let's say I'm sitting in a room with a chava, and a chava says, could you open the window? So I could say, you must be hot, and I understand. I happen to feel not well, and the cold very much bothers me, probably bothers me more than heat bothers you, so could I please, or I'd rather keep it closed. Let's say I don't answer the person. He told me, so. That means the person kemat doesn't exist. It's like a parakeet would say, I don't owe it an explanation. Oyvel divrei chaveiroi comes from a very different sheirish. If somebody's oyver on authority, on divrei rabbi, on divrei melech, that's merida b'malchus. It belongs in a different category. Oyvel divrei chaveiroi means that I am not misyaches to the other person as a person b'chlal. I'm not misyaches to him. So it's the pshat. I'm not goyris you, like they say. Is that is in a certain sense stronger. It's the Yira to the Ava of Yerkamoicha. If I invite people to come eat by me, so it could be because I care for those people and I want them to have anoa and so on and so forth. It could be I like being large and I like being a mashpia, and fine, there's a chetimtzis. In the positive after Chakomoicha, we have not established that the other person counts as a person. The only way, the place where you establish is when I don't do something he doesn't want. The good that I give to others is still a question mark as to, but do I see the other as a person with rights? Do I see the other person as worthy that I need to be mesiachus to him? Do I need to ask his opinion? If the person expresses, I don't like this and this, and if I express, I don't like this and this, then basically, and I just don't care, so I'm saying you don't exist. It didn't faze me. Lo mezizoti. It you know, it's nothing. Kilo lo yamar klum. Then the pshat is that the sheirish bein adam lechaveroi is the establishment that person is a chaver as well. When a person who is very, who's mekayim a lot of mitzvahs essays, but doesn't do leis essays, so what's the process? He's saying, I love mitzvah's essays. Shabbos is a tremendous feeling. Talis and Tefillin are a tremendous feeling. It's very inspirational. I like inspirations. I'm a poetic person with a very religious soul to me. So I'm musical. I hear music. I'm religious. So I do religious things. But if I don't do the los essays, that's when I say, I hate these restrictions, but I can't be over. It's a fact. There's a big column in the middle of my living room, and I hate it. But the engineer says, I can't remove it. It's not removable. The building will collapse. In a certain sense, that's the first establishment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias lies in the Lo Sase. In Shammai and Hillel, it's a profound chazal. A ger came and told him, I want you to be Megayami, me. I'll manas that you teach me all of Torah on one foot. You understand that they weren't talking about clowns. We weren't talking about fools that were walking around. I mean, the Gemara, Shammai and Hillel each represents, one Shammai represents the Amud of Yira, and Hillel represents the Amud of Ava. All the Machlekes and Chido speaks about it. That's a very Yiddudic, the Maral speaks about it. Machlekes, same Shammai, Machlekes, Shammai, and Hillel, because one is the Amud of Yira, one is the Amud of Ava, and the conflict stems from that, from the Teuchen of what they are, who they are. So, Torah on the foot of either Yira or Ava, standing on one foot or the other, cannot exist. So he came to Shammai, and Shammai chased him away. There's no such thing as Torah standing on one foot, just like a person can't stand on one foot. Hillel said, in Bein Adam, in the Ava itself, lies a midah of Yira as well. In other words, Ve'idach Zil Gemar means everything falls out of it. If you have to start with being misyachis to the other person as a person, the yira starts you off, and in that you'll find the ava as well. Marisani loch lechavet oisavit means Beit Adam Chaver is first and foremost, just like you exist, your chaver exists. It's shown by not being oival dvarav. So too, we couldn't even say it, if Rashi wouldn't say it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words, being Oivan HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words is a denial of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. And therefore, we start with Yira, Ki'im LeYira, and in the Yira is where Ava will fall out. That is the Pshat in that Chazal. The Shnei Bnei Aaron were Makriv HaKarbon. So the Torah's Karnim says that there were Moisif Aval Ava. The problem is, Moshel Ma'adav Adoyma, if a person has a cup that holds X amount of flour, so you want to put more flour in, you can pour a little more flour on top of the flour that's there, but if you keep pouring more and more flour, it'll fall out. Every time a person goes forward in a step of Ava, he first has to provide a barrier of Yira beforehand. You need to enlarge the cup if you want to put more flour in. Just because there's flour there and you add flour to the flour that's in the cup already, what's going to happen is it's going to fall apart. It's not going to hold, because that's its metzias. When you add, so to be moisiv aval ava is not good unless you moisiv the kli of yira for it. Yira is like the kli that contains it. The that's the oitzer. And if you don't have enough kli, you're not going to have to hold on to it. Nadav Navir tried to be moisiv ava to ava without the prerequisite yira. And let's try to understand a little bit what that means. When they came into the Beis Hamikdash is called Neira. The Beis Hamikdash, we learn Yira, Yira's Hamikdash is a Chiyuv. In other words, the first sense of the Mikdash that hit a person is the Neira Shabbai. Any attempt to express yourself more than you have an appreciation for the neir of it is this problem of Nadav Navir. And therefore, if you don't come in, you're only, the Beis HaMikdash is worthy of akrava only as much yira as you bring to the table. If you come in with more ava than you have a yira for it, that's the Eish Zara Lefnei Hashem and Vayamusu. Shchutei Chutz is the same type of inyan. Both of them. In other words, Shchutei Chutz is almost literally being Mitzaref Avodas Hashem to my Mitzias. I like we said before, I like inspirational Karbonis. Karbonis are very inspiring and uplifting. Why don't I just be makriv karbonis in my backyard? Let's put them in over there. And the person feels very good about it. Shchutei Chutz and Chulin Bazara are almost the same. And let's understand this a little bit. We always speak about Kedushin and Nesuin. Kedushin is Yira, Nesuin is Ava. Kedushin means you first prepare it and make it as such. There's a very strange sheet that's going and brought down the sheet of Mekubetzis. It's almost it's Karav Adava that there's a mistake or something, but it's repeated often, and in Teichen wise it has a makam. It says that if a person is Baal Arusosai Bebeis Chamav, then the person is Oiver Aneshes Ish, because the fact that she's Mureses gives her Shem Eshes Ish. Nesuin gives him the Heta. So this is, it's definitely Rabbanan. It's also, it is, in Halacha, it's a very strange Musig. But what we're trying to understand is, unless we have Yira first, unless the Isha is an Asurali before, then the Muteresli is not a real Heta. If the woman is not perceived be Isura, then she doesn't have her own metzias. Asha osolonas arusais, vihitilonas and asuais lonu, one piggybacks on the other. Because the Isha stands in her own as an arusa, as her own person, that's why Nesuin is real ava. If Erusin is butl, Nesuin is butl as well. A carbon, you can't take your carbon and go into its mixture with makrivit. A carbon first is mukdash l'shamayim, and it's aser to bring it. Once it's kodesh, the thing that's chal is aser, and then I bring it into the Beis HaMikdash, and now I can do something with it. Unless an iser is chal on it first, it doesn't have a heta through akrava. It would be tantamount to make nisun with an erusin. You need to have the buffer zone. First thing is, it's no longer mine. Now, if it's not mine, I can bring it l'shamayim. But if I would bring my thing to Shemayim, it would simply be a hemshech of my metzias, and it would no longer be the Shemayim. Me'ila is one of the most chamedic in Yonim, because what I'm doing is I'm taking something for Shemayim and bringing it down. It says by Nadav Avir, Vayoychlu, Vayishtu, Vayechzu, and it says this. Chodi, Reb Chaim Shlevitz used to say always, his lashon was zom genumen epis farzich. They took of kodesh for themselves. They were nena from it. In other words, nena means, in that sense, means I take it and add it to my oitzer instead of giving it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person gives something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can either be nana from it, and then it becomes a miladik, or it can be an act of giving it, and it's the giving that uplifts me and makes me chashim and so on. Let's talk about it in both inyanim, in both the inyan of Ben al-Chaver and the Ben Adam l'makom and so on. In Ben Adam l'makom, there is a tremendous, there's a tremendous drive to reach out, and especially today, where the primary tool is seen as being Ava, and the Mashchein Akrech Venarutza and so on. There's a tremendous cheshik, there's a tremendous drive to do it that way, and the drive is always seen by being Mekarev Akadosh Baruch Hu to people's understanding and so on. There's a very fine line, and that's the machlokes between the Rambam versus the Balatanya and the Maggid. It says L'reach Shmanecha Shementurak Shmecha Kena L'moisei Vucha. The first whiff that draws a person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is definitely Ava. For somebody who is living Behesta and Bechoshech, so you've got to entice him out by Ava. And that is correct. But that's the way you come to it. In other words, the Rambam says, how is the derech to get there? But once I'm there, my perception has to change. It's not the pshat that, you know, because I like it, that's why I'm here. Because I like it, I got here. But once I'm here, manura mokem hazeh, ezekim beis elokim v'zeh shara shamayim. The person starts on the Gemara because he enjoys it. But when he beholds what it is, he's saying his hargasha has to be manura mokem hazeh. One second, this is chochmas alikus. Fortune is the person that can stand and sit and understand what it is that's right, what is that's wrong, what's emes, what's sheker. So there is the practical approach where you start with ava, and then but if that remains the mindset. In other words, if the continuous mindset is I want to have, I like this, and that's why it's so great. It's fulfilling. It's entertaining. It helps you in every way, and so on. If that's what a person stays with, then he's being makriv either chum bar zara or k'teira zara, one or the other. If he keeps carping at the surim and the losa says and the yira, then he doesn't have the picture right. The first thing is manira makramazeh, understanding. You know, I plunge it into a place that is awesome, and ashrei if I can sit at the footstep and be shasham shaykhus to it, if I can just touch it. That's the attitude of the person once it's right. So the Rambam's mahalach is the mahalach of l'reach shmanecha. The person gets a whiff from the Beis HaMikdash. The k'teiris went all the way to Yerichai. A person smelled it. He said, you know, there's something good over there. Reach has no me'ila, because Reach and Koil and Mara don't have me'ila, because those are things that are there to attract the person to it. But when I get to the threshold of the Beis HaMikdash, I need to start with Yira. If I walk in without Yira, if there's no Bezois Yavai, then Vayamusu. Then the Pshat is the person is Roy Lemisa, because he's being Moirid, he's being Moil Behegdish. He's taking Kodesh and he's making Shchut Echutz out of it. That is in the world of Ben Adam Lamakim. Miram Lechaveir, it's also a very important lesson. Somebody once said a vart. It's a very powerful. I'm supposed to say it's a very, very powerful emes of art. It says by Rochel that after Yisachar she was mispalel, and Akadosh Baruch Hu and Akadosh Baruch Hu listened to her, and he gave her children, and he gave her Yosef. So it says, what did he remember? Remember the schus that she gave over that she gave over the simonim to her sister. So he asked, what do you mean gave her simonim? She gave it over way before. Why by Reuven didn't Akadosh Baruch Hu remember Rachel's tzitkis? Why not by Shimon? Why not by Levi? Why by Yisachar? So the Musa say that there are different ways of doing a favor. What happened by Yisachar? Reuven found the doyim, he brought it to Leah. Rachel came and asked her for it. And Leah said, you know, it's bad enough you tried to take my husband away, and now you want to take everything else away. And that's why they made the agreement with Yisachar. If we were Rachel, we'd answer, chutzpah. You don't remember? You forgot already? Yaakov, the last thing in the world he wanted was you. I was the one he wanted. Now I gave away the simonim to you. And everything you have is from me. Like Lavan said, but you know, your children are mine. Banecha banai and kol hashecha lihu. Rachel did not remember that. Rachel, she continued the argument. If a person does a taiva to another person, if you help someone else, if you do a taiva to another person, there is always the element of, I've just become bigger and greater and most wonderful. This guy doesn't stand on his own feet either. He stands on me. Rabbi Isaac Shah used to say, people love doing chesed. As long as the other person is quite aware that I'm doing the chesed with him. The Ben Olam Chavero, if I help somebody in need, that's a darga, but it's a darga where I kind of like it, enjoy it. It's me. It's not him, really. But if I'm not overall divrei chaveiro, if I give the sense of another person, greeting somebody in the hallway, in the morning, whatever it is, it doesn't, I mean, what makes it feel good? I mean, what are you doing for the person when you say good morning, how are you? What chesed are you doing it? The answer is, you are informing him that he actually has a metzias. He's not another bump on the wall, but I have meseches to him. He just walked by. I mean, it's not a fixture. It's a person, and I've got to say something to him, acknowledge him. I've got to acknowledge him. The first sheirish and pillar of Ben Adam lechaveroi is the acknowledgement of the other person's person as a person. If he wants something one way, not to force him to do things my way, is the biggest acknowledgement to take his opinion into account and to let it count and to be mevata. It's not only because he wants it. Reuven wants the window open and I can't have it open. If I leave it a little bit open, the statement is, I can't disregard what you said. You are a metzias and I can't disregard it. If I disregard it totally, then I've said you're not a metzias. The sheirish and amud of kol ha'tere kula, Hillel said, is the marisan l'chavad l'savit. The sheirish of avas shebekdusha is that there is an other, and I am subordinate to the others. There are things that predate me, that pre-exist me, and I have to mitzayachas to that mitzias. When I like it, I like to mitzayach to it. That is the sheirish in mitzad on beran chaveran al makom. So the parash of Achrei and the parash of Atzeret Kameicha, the way we saw it, parash of Achrei gives me the kvias for the right seder and yonim in avoda. Avodas Hashem starts with the acknowledgement of the other, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not me and what are my needs, and I feel a need, I feel empty, so I have to be fulfilled. That might be the pragmatic approach, but that's not the etzem sheirish understanding. The etzem sheirish understanding is a metzias, and doing and being nizer from averis that I don't find meaning in is the way to express it. I don't find meaning in it, but it's a metzias. This is Dvar Hashem. Dvar Hashem exists. That is the sheirish of averis Hashem is dafke yira. Bezois yavei aron, with like the Zohar says, b'midas hayira. Yira is ki'im liyira. As long as you acknowledge that it's inviolate mitzias, then the ava will come from it. And the same thing is ben al chaveri. Himlachta es chavercha. A person has to walk around with the sense that everything that walks in the bria with tzel malakim has a mitzias. I have to acknowledge it. I have to work between the pillars. I don't have the option of disregarding the pillar doesn't exist. I can't put in my table if there's a pillar there and make believe it doesn't exist. The sheirish of after Yechakomecha is being mesiachas to each person as a mitzias kayemis, as a firm mitzias mutzekes. When a person has that, when manesan Allah chavtei savit, which Rashi says is to be lavra al dvarav, when I can't just pass over, lavra al dvarav means I kind of like there's a road and I just keep going. I didn't notice that the person was there, just flattened them out and just kept going weiter. When I'm not oival divrei chaveri, when I regard his words and his mitzias as being noteworthy, when I acknowledge it, that is the sheirish. That's one foot that contains in it both feet of Torah. It contains ben al chaver malam makom, contains aven yira, kula Torah kula. The klal god rests on this sheirish of reishis chacham yiras Hashem.